letter.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
It's been a year since the worst mass shooting in American history. It happened in Las Vegas when Stephen Paddock opened fire from a hotel window on a crowd of concertgoers on the Las Vegas Strip, killing 58 and injuring hundreds more. Paige Melanson survived the shooting without injury. Her mom, however, is still recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest.
It consumes our family, but we're all very hopeful, and with faith we keep looking up and keep looking to the brighter side.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. People in Allentown, Pennsylvania, trying to make sense of a deadly car explosion that killed at least three people on Saturday night. Authorities say the person they believe was responsible for the blast was one of those killed. Flash flood watches up in portions of Nevada, California, Utah, and Arizona as the remnants of Tropical Storm Rosa come calling. A 13-year-old boy expected to recover after a shark attacked him off Southern California over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Another security breach at Facebook. It was announced last week.
On Tuesday afternoon, our engineering team found an attack affecting up to 50 million accounts on Facebook.
That's Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg there. Now a U.S. senator's calling for Congress to take action in response to his announcement. Here's more from John Clemens.
He is Senator Mark Warner, vice chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the co-chair of the Senate Cybersecurity Caucus. The Democratic lawmaker from Virginia declared, "This disclosure is a reminder about the dangers posed when a small number of companies like Facebook or the credit bureau Equifax are able to accumulate so much personal data about individual Americans without adequate security measures." I'm John Clemens.
California's publicly traded companies now must include women on their boards of directors. Governor Jerry Brown signing that measure into law yesterday. Senate Bill 826 says by the end of next year, public companies will have to have at least one female director on their boards. And a Pennsylvania man's $1 million richer thanks to a fortune cookie, as New Jersey lottery officials say Ronnie Martin recently bought three Mega Millions tickets in New Jersey using numbers he saw on a fortune cookie years ago. While the numbers didn't earn him the big multi-million-dollar jackpot, he matched enough of them with the winning numbers to score $1 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour tonight. Patchy fog after 10 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 61 degrees. Calm wind to be associated with that. Tuesday, chance of showers between noon and 3 p.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 79. A little bit of a south wind, 3 to 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation for Tuesday is around 50%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorm regions and all. All right, we will return.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Mueller with Get Healthy, Hunter, and Have. We got a great show scheduled for you today. So often people are saying, oh, my God, you know, whatever happened to so-and-so, you know, we don't see them in the community anymore, and they've kind of fallen on hard times, or even our senior citizen community. And, you know, it's a place where we have a lot of giving people in there. So today we're talking to Karen Holmes, who's a an individual at the Flemington Food Pantry right here in our own backyard and all. So first of all, Karen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Wonderful. And so we're going to be talking for this hour about the food pantry and just what an amazing job you do over there and all. So let's just start off with some things about who you are, the food pantry, yourself, and how you got involved with it.
Well, I got involved in the pantry about 7 years ago, answering an ad in the Democrat asking for volunteers. It's an agency that runs about 110 volunteers working there, maybe 26,000 volunteer hours a year. And we have one paid position, an executive director, and a part-time assistant to help out at this point. We're open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 11:30, and alternate Wednesdays from 5:30 to 8, and alternate Saturdays from 9 to 11:30, trying to have as many hours as possible for our community.
That's incredible. Those are amazing hours and stuff. And how do you go about staffing something like that?
So we are organized with team leaders, and it's all voluntary. So we all have bosses that just nobody gets paid. So we have a Monday team, Tuesday team, Wednesday night team, and we all organize ourselves around that. There are different jobs. We all basically do the same one. There's kitchen. There's the bread area, the vegetable area. There's stock room, and then there's client registration. People kind of glom onto one area, and the attendance is fabulous because we count on each other to be there. So you've got 110 people showing up every time they're asked to show up every week.
Wow.
All year long.
That's an incredible staff that doesn't even get paid.
It's a pretty incredible concept to think that a food pantry serving the county is run completely by volunteers and reliably. Yeah.
And that's one of the nice things about people in Hunterdon County. They're ready to step up to whatever the need is, whatever the want is by, you know, the community and things like that.
You have to really underscore that because we are a completely nonprofit organization. Everything comes from grants and donations and campaign drives like our Summer Hunger Drive. So the county steps up and has kept us going and has put us into a pretty nice building in the back of the Walmart parking lot where we have deep freezers and refrigerators. We're receiving from over 20 different food organizations in the county. Every day we go out to pick up either at Aldi's, ShopRite, Stop and Shop, Costco, BJ's, and the local farming association gives us Grow a Row. We are really the beneficiaries of Hunterdon's food generosity. Absolutely.
That's incredible. And it's funny, you know, you mentioned so many of the people that we've had on the show, Grow a Row, ShopRite, you know, BJ's, Price Club, you know, all these people are just here, you know, not only, you know, providing jobs for the Hunterdon County people and stuff, but also helping with, you know, nourishing them nutritionally wise and things like that. And you said that the place is right behind the Walmart there in the old Flemington Fairgrounds, right?
So the address is 154 Route 31 North, but the best way to find it is go to the back of the Raritan Town Plaza shopping area behind the Walmart. It's a one-story blue building. It's hard to miss once you get back there.
Yeah, it's very, very easy to find and stuff. And, you know, whether you come off of the left side, the right side, you're right there. And it's a great parking area, easy in, easy out and all. So, yeah, very, very good. So let's talk a little bit about these people that are working there and all. So we're all backgrounds.
A lot of retired people, obviously, because we're a mostly morning-driven organization. And, you know, people going out to – people show up to go out and pick up all the food. After all, we have to go to ShopRite to pick it up or Costco to pick it up. So everybody kind of finds their niche. Like they come in with something I can offer. We need translators. We need people who can help clients with various issues. We just recently did a client survey to find out how we're doing. We try to run one about every 18 months. And, you know, how do the clients see us? So here's a group of 100 volunteers all being seen pretty well by the clients, that they feel supported there. So it doesn't matter what your background is. It just matters, I guess, how kind your heart is. And that seems to be what we have, a lot of kind volunteers.
That's great. Wonderful. What we're going to do is take a little break, and we're going to come right back, everyone. So stay on board.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced in healthcare and weight loss programming and all. The Chamber, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, is having their annual golf classic tomorrow, October the 2nd. And it starts at 10 a.m. The shotgun starts. It's going to be at the Herring Glen Golf Course on 202 and 31 in Ringo's. And you can contact the chamber for more information and get out there and have a great day with it and all. So today we've got Karen Holmes, who's with the Flemington Area Food Bank, and we're finding out so much information about just what's going on here in Hunterdon and how people are able to volunteer for a great cause and also what they are doing to help the residents of Hunterdon County here. And also, Karen, we were going to, off air, we were talking about just the many different programs that you've got set up and things that you're trying to initiate for the residents here of Hunterdon County. And some of them were about the food insecurities, the effort to improve nutrition, and like the senior initiatives that you were doing. So let's just pick a few and talk about those.
Well, let's talk about the clients, because when we talk about the pantry, a lot of times people go, why do we need a food pantry in Hunterdon County? So of the 126,000 residents in the county, we're estimating about 5,000 are living below the poverty line. Poverty line is determined by the USDA and the federal government. So we serve about 3,500 people, and it breaks down into close to 1,500 families, about 1,000 children. Think about the schools in Hunterdon County having free and reduced lunch programs. Those are children that whose families would qualify for the food pantry. So one of the things we worry about at the pantry is when free and reduced lunch ends with the school year, that family still needs to provide that lunch meal to those children. That's 1,000 children in our county who go home to a loss of 10 weeks worth of a meal. We're able to provide, and we run a summer hunger program for that reason, a campaign to increase the food that families are taking home during the summer. So think about nutrition. We're able to provide for our clients who are able to visit twice a month. We're able to give them about 3 days' worth of what's called a USDA nutrition plate, meaning a predetermined amount of nutritious food. And we have meats, vegetables, bread, eggs, dairy, along with all canned goods. So what we found when we surveyed our clients is that they can take those 3 days' worth of food and stretch it to a week. They are able to come back anytime, twice a month. So we're really giving only what we consider 6 days' worth of nutrition, and our clients are trying to make it go for almost 15 days. This is what food insecurity is. It's not really knowing whether you're going to have adequate food in your home. And we're able to give 3 days because that's what our budget allows. So when people think about how to help, it's not just volunteering that we need. It's actually donations. And it's not just donations of food. It's donating money. And here's why. Because we're a nonprofit, we can get more for every dollar than you can. So if you go shopping at ShopRite and bring $50 worth of groceries to us, thank you so much. If you give us cash, we can get much more for that $50 because of our status as a food pantry. And the more we have, the more meals we can provide to the almost 5,000 people that, 3,500 people that we're feeding in the community.
That was a great point and stuff. And as far as most of us think, oh, you know, I'll go to the grocery store, you know, pick up some cans or non-perishable stuff and drop it off. But like you said, you guys have a much, you know, you have more leverage because of your status and stuff in the community, to be able to stretch that dollar so much further.
But what's also important is that we really are trying to aim our dollars at very nutritious food. And so we are encouraging the public, when they do go out to do a drive, is to skip the candy and the cookies, skip the soda. Please bring cream soups and broth and things that can be a protein base for our clients, because we're really looking to send them home with nutrition, not just something to fill them up.
Right. You almost have to educate the general public who's going to be donating and stuff about what nutrition is and what your clients are looking to be able to walk out of your facility with and stuff to provide for them, their own people and things. So, yeah.
I also wanted to give a shout out to the other 11 food pantries that are in the county. We might be the largest one, we might be centrally located, but there are 11 other food pantries operating at least a couple of hours a week in all corners. And clients are eligible to go to any of those. And so why is a client eligible? Maybe that's something for us to understand.
Great question.
Is that you have to be a resident of the county, and you have to earn at or below the national poverty line, which is determined by the USDA. And it's self-reported. You come in and tell us that that's the situation, and it's pretty amazing. Most people don't want to be at a food pantry unless they need to be. So we get to know our clients pretty well. And they come for a variety of reasons. We have people who are fully employed, but we call it underemployed. So even though they're working 40 hours a week, the salary does not keep their family out of poverty. Or they are underemployed because of a disability. Anyone who is receiving aid from any federal program is eligible for the food pantry. So that we're, if you have doubts about whether you qualify, you should just come by and we'll help walk you through it. Our goal is to help people. One of the populations that we're dealing with, trying to get more people out, is our senior population. We think they're underrepresented at the pantry. It may be because they are a generation of people who are not used to taking. So we started a couple of initiatives. The third Tuesday afternoon of every month, we have a seniors-only pantry afternoon.
Oh.
We serve lunch, we serve beverages, and then we just help seniors. That way, we're able to give them more attention. They're not dealing with the noise and bustle of families who are coming in the morning. We're also able to offer products that are specific to the seniors. We don't just have food, we have personal care items. So personal care items can be incredibly expensive, and sometimes you ask why they're at a food pantry. Well, if I provide you the $15 personal care item that you need, then you have $15 more to spend on food. And that's what we're about, making sure you have enough food. So our goals have been to start that senior initiative on a third Tuesday afternoon, and we also are running a satellite senior program at Hampton Manor, where seniors who cannot get out have a coordinator in the Hampton Manor, and they send in their shopping lists to us, and we bring the food to them. It's not something we can do a lot of. We don't have enough manpower for that, but it is something that is successful. Hampton is far away for seniors who are being asked to drive, and that was one of our outreaches for them.
Yeah, it's not like we have a good public transportation system here in Hunterdon County that can help.
We are reliant on the link, and the link does exactly what it's meant to do. And but for a senior, that can be too long a ride for them to come from Hampton or from the far corners. So even though the link comes by us all the time, we went out to interview seniors and found that it's just they can't be on a bus for an hour and a half and then wait for an hour to get food and then take that hour and a half.
Yeah.
And the final thing was we found they needed help getting their groceries into their apartments. So these are the kinds of problems we're trying to solve.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, you did the survey, you found out what was needed, and you developed the program that's going to be helping the residents of Hunterdon County and stuff. And a very specific one, the senior citizen population that's here that, like you said, has different needs than, say, a young family, a medium-sized family, or an active family.
A lot of times a senior will come in and refuse to take something because the packaging is too big. They don't need a five-pound bag of anything. And so that was all those kinds of things, was making sure we have products that a single senior can take home and have the same amount of nutrition, but in a size that they can handle. One thing that we found was interesting was people think that seniors want pre-made food, but when we visited the seniors, they want the same venison steaks as everybody else because they are used to cooking. So it was making sure that we had the size and the portion that would make it reasonable for them to take it.
Right. And that's very, very true and stuff. I see it in the grocery stores and stuff where, you know, kitty litter and stuff, they'll take the one-pound bag because they can handle it as compared to the five-pound because they can't lift it. So it's always interesting to see, you know, how size and proportion and stuff really fits into their mindset about what's going on.
The more they come, the more we know. We've really had a 56% increase in senior attendance at the pantry, which has really pleased us.
Yeah.
Just feeling like we're doing something successful. In general, our attendance at the pantry has been up 20%. Our enrollment is up 26%. We do about 600 to 900 families a month.
Jeez, that's incredible.
And they come twice a month. So, and that's all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Now, is there like a interview program or a process that you do to kind of help them find out what's going on?
Absolutely. So, so the first thing is to get people to realize they qualify and to please come in. The second thing is to go through the registration, which is literally just sitting down, letting us interview you, find out what your health needs are, and medical needs, and your family size, and anything that is special about, and then put you into registration so that the next time you come, you just come in and sign in, and you're given a number, and then you're and a grocery list of what we have that week, that day. And then you come up to the kitchen counter, and the kitchen help will talk you through every option that we have and fill your bags and put a grocery cart together. then we offer you, get you off to the bread section and the vegetable section, and a shout-out to all the farmers who keep us in green groceries all summer long. Thank you so much. It means something so much to everyone. Sometimes we have to offer recipe cards with some of the vegetables because we realize not everyone knows what to do with a squash that looks like a UFO, you know. and yet we find by offering recipe cards, you know, more people are willing to tackle foods that they don't know. But a shout out to the farmers. Thank you so much for all you give us.
They are incredible in Hunterdon County. I mean, the backbone, you know, of many things.
This is a very giving community. We seriously can't operate without what the grocery stores, the farmers, the hunters who bring us venison every year, the Joanna Foods keeps us in dairy. Henny Penny and eggs. We really are incredibly lucky to have such a generous community. And the six nutritious meals that our families get are because of the people of Hunterdon County. Absolutely.
Very, very good. We're going to take another commercial break, everyone. So please stay on, and we're going to find out more about this incredible Flemington area food bank through the eyes of Karen Holmes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At the White House moments ago, President Trump praises a big new trade deal with Canada and Mexico.
Throughout the campaign, I promised to renegotiate NAFTA, and today we have kept that promise. But for 25 years as a civilian, as a businessman, I used to say, how could anybody have signed a deal like NAFTA?
Speaking there at the White House, President Trump says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, as it's known, will open markets to U.S. farmers, and manufacturers. Congress will still need to consider the new trade deal, but it probably won't do so till next year. In Florida, police have fatally shot a man this morning at the Orlando Regional Medical Center emergency room after he claims to have a gun and says he was going to shoot anyone who came near him. As negotiators were talking with him, he appeared to reach for a gun, so they shot him. It turns out he wasn't armed. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It's been a year since the worst mass shooting in American history. It happened in Las Vegas when Stephen Paddock opened fire from a hotel window on a crowd of concert goers on the Las Vegas Strip, killing 58 and injuring hundreds more. Paige Melanson survived the shooting without injury. Her mom, however, is still recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest.
It consumes our family, but we're all very hopeful, and with faith we keep looking up and keep looking to the brighter side.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. People in Allentown, Pennsylvania, trying to make sense of a deadly car explosion that killed at least three people on Saturday night. Authorities say the person they believe was responsible for the blast was one of those killed. Flash flood watches up in portions of Nevada, California, Utah, and Arizona as the remnants of Tropical Storm Rosa come calling. A 13-year-old boy expected to recover after a shark attacked him off Southern California over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Another security breach at Facebook. It was announced last week.
On Tuesday afternoon, our engineering team found an attack affecting up to 50 million accounts on Facebook.
That's Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg there. Now a U.S. senator's calling for Congress to take action in response to his announcement. Here's more from John Clemens.
He is Senator Mark Warner, Vice Chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the co-chair of the Senate Cybersecurity Caucus. The Democratic lawmaker from Virginia declared, "This disclosure is a reminder about the dangers posed when a small number of companies like Facebook or the credit bureau Equifax are able to accumulate so much personal data about individual Americans without adequate security measures." I'm John Clemens.
California's publicly traded companies now must include women on their boards of directors. Governor Jerry Brown signing that measure into law yesterday. Senate Bill 826 says by the end of next year, public companies will have at least one female director on their boards. And a Pennsylvania man's $1 million richer thanks to a fortune cookie, as New Jersey lottery officials say Ronnie Martin recently bought three Mega Millions tickets in New Jersey using numbers he saw on a fortune cookie years ago. While the numbers didn't earn him the big multi-$1 million jackpot, he matched enough of them with the winning numbers to score $1 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy 100 in, and have we got a show for you. So often in all, we're so busy running around doing things. We sometimes see the person walking along the side of the road or, sitting at a bus stop and stuff, and you say, oh, the poor person and things. But here in Hunterdon County, we have a huge number of individuals that need to take advantage of the Flemington Area Food Bank and all. And we've got Karen Holmes, who's a representative from down there, giving us some insight to just what's going on. And she's got a way that everyone can help. Why don't you tell us about that empty bowl coming up?
Thanks. The Empty Bowl is our annual fundraiser. We're in our 22nd year. It's scheduled for October 19th from 11 to 2:30 p.m. The new change this year is that we're moving from our beloved home at Flemington United Methodist Church, where we have been for 21 years, but we've outgrown it. So our new location, generously offered to us by St. Magdalene Catholic Church at 105 Mine Street. It's a bigger facility. We had almost 600 guests last year, so we want to make room for everyone, and we wanted to make sure we had handicap accessibility. That was really significant because this is a lunch of that has been followed by many community members over the year. So when you come out on Friday, October 19th, we promise to serve you for $25 a bowl of a soup made by one of eight wonderful, generous restaurants. This year, Basil Bandwagon is cooking for us, Teresa's Cafe, Chive and Thyme Cafe and Catering, Old Groton Bar and Grill, Matt's Red Rooster Grill, the Metropolitan Seafood Company, Love and Oven in Frenchtown is our new restaurant this year, and we're so happy to have them. And ShopRite of Flemington Kitchen. Each one makes a different soup. When you come, we're going to serve you your choice of soup in a handcrafted bowl by one of the area potters. Now, these area potters donate over 600 bowls to us to use for this event. We collect them all year long. They come from everywhere in the county. We're very grateful. And that is really how the whole event started in the 90s. It's a national event. We're not the only place that's doing it. The Empty Bowl started in Minnesota between potters and a food bank, saying if we combined efforts, we might be able to raise money. You get to take that handcrafted bowl home after soup, salad, bread and rolls, and a dessert. And that bowl is there for you to take as a reminder of hunger in our county, as wealthy as we are. One of the things that might surprise Hunterdon residents, because you wonder why we have clients, is that we're too wealthy to receive any money from other agencies, and therefore we are dependent on each other to take care of the people in the county. So it's the Empty Bowl is in its 22nd year. It's all volunteer staffed. We're really looking forward to our new space and making it more comfortable for our guests. Maddalena's is providing their special cheesecakes to us. Costco is providing chocolate cake. We have volunteers making a pumpkin spice cake. And ShopRite is the backbone of the pantry donations for the Empty Bowl. They provide us with all the goods for salads and paper goods that we need. We're a very lucky crew, and I hope you all will come out and join us for this year's Empty Bowl on the 19th.
Now, how can people find out more about it? Is there like a website or a telephone number they can call?
So on our we have a Facebook page and a website, and if you go to FlemingtonFoodPantry.org, you can read all about the pantry, you can read all about the topics that we talked about today, and you can see the advertisement for the Empty Bowl and why we're doing it.
Very good. And this would be a great way to, you know, help out and stuff, and you get a bowl.
This is an this is our literally the only fundraiser. We do have mail drives. We have our Summer Hunger mail drive, and we have our Christmas, our holiday donation fund drive. The Empty Bowl donation, the Empty Bowl fundraiser gears the money to buying holiday dinners for our clients. which means that we're purchasing a full Thanksgiving meal for them and a full holiday meal, winter holiday meal for them each year. So that's what the empty bowl does. It provides us with that extra funding to provide those two extra holiday meals for our clients and their families.
Excellent. What a great way and a great effort to help out and all.
Here's another thing. If you can't make the empty bowl, on our website, you can always find our monthly needs list. So in October, we have needs for cream soups, particularly cream of chicken and cream of mushroom seem to be favorites among our families. They also love flavored instant oatmeal. We need low sugar sugar cereals. Kidney beans and black beans are on our list this month. Toothpaste and soap and feminine hygiene products. And again, just a reminder that even though those are not edibles, those are things that cost money. And these are people on a short budget. And every time we provide toothpaste, they get to use the money otherwise for something more nutritious, and that's our goal. And finally, if you would like, you can always give us a food store gift card, because remember, our dollars, we get more for that money than you can purchase for us. So use our website. You can find out what we need every month. Think about families as being not needing the giant size. It's better to buy two small mayonnaises than one large mayonnaise. That means two families go home with it.
Very good. Now, there's all kinds of things that still need to be covered here in the short time that we have left, Karen. So what else can we talk about here?
I wanted to talk about our budget is predominantly 85% of our operating budget is cash donations and groceries, just to give you an idea that we're running a $300,000 budget a year, and all of it is food, and all of it is gleaned towards the cash donations and the food donations that the community is providing. We have a director, Janine Gorman, who is now full-time, which is desperately needed because that organizational head is critical, and she has a part-time assistant. People can give to us not only food and personal care items, but birthday bags. We like to give out a birthday bag to any child under the age of 5, which is what we can handle at this moment. Actually, no, we're up to 12 years now. You can put a birthday bag together for us in a cake, icing, some party favors, maybe a gift or two. And when the child's birthday comes up on our registration, they get to select a birthday bag. We decided it was so successful that we made them for our seniors at Hampton Manor, and people really enjoy that kind of thing. You can email us with questions. You can come by to take a tour of the pantry so that you get your sights on something and see what we're doing. You can call with special donations. We don't take clothing or furniture, and we're purely food. And we're not able to take freezer goods or refrigerator goods. We're only able to take dry goods from you when you come.
All good to know and stuff. So, yeah. So the people of Hunterdon have a little better understanding of what the needs are from your facility and how they can help to participate in all. So that's very, very good, though, Karen. Very good information that we needed to know about. What we're going to do, folks, is take a little commercial break, and we're going to be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Get on up.
Everybody right there.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
So I'm going to do a little talking here. And we are back at Get Healthy Hunter, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider in health and nutrition and weight loss. Don't forget, everybody, we get those golf clubs out and cleaned up and stuff because we have the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Golf Classic coming up tomorrow, October the 2nd. And that's going to start at 10 a.m., but you can come in earlier to do registration. That's going to be at the Heron Golf Glen course there on State Highway 202 and 31 in Ringo's, New Jersey, and all. So more information can be gotten from calling the Hunterdon County Chamber here in Flemington and all. So we've been having a very informative and interesting talk with Karen Holmes here, who is a representative from the Flemington Area Food Bank and Pantry. And so many things that most of us didn't know about her facility and the volunteers that work there to help provide nutritious and timely food choices and meals for the residents of Hunterdon County, whether you're a senior, whether you're a family, whether you're a single parent, trying to make ends meet in this crazy economic world that we live in here, and especially here in Hunterdon County. Karen's got a whole much more variety of information to give us and all in a short period of time that we have to talk. So, Karen, I'm going to throw the mic back over to you.
So let's just review who the clients are so that we have a feeling of who we're helping. So the USDA Federal Poverty Line says that a person who's earning less than $22,000 a year qualifies as a poverty line. And that when you think about who makes $22,000 a year in your community, there are plenty of people who are starting at that salary, believe it or not, for a part-time job that they can get or whatever is supporting their family. For a family of four, poverty is $45,000. So it doesn't take much to qualify to come to the pantry.
Yeah.
A lot of the jobs that people have don't have the benefit of medical care or medical insurance. And medical insurance problems are some of the biggest reasons people are driven into financial difficulty. We're also serving the medically frail. We're serving veterans. As we said before, we're serving seniors. And, of course, just families who are what we call working poor. But what working poor means is that they are unable to earn enough money to feed their family for a month. Now, to repeat, we are providing groceries and a full range of nutrition. In those groceries, we're not providing hot meals. We're not a soup kitchen. This is a grocery store that we are pulling nutritious food. But again, we're giving 6 days a month of food, averaging. Each visit gives them about 3 days' worth. They take home food based on the size of their family. So a single person coming in for themselves obviously is not taking home the same amount as a family of six or a family of five. But think also about people who are homeless, and we have to provide food that comes in portion sizes and can be handled in microwaves or in electric kettles. So we have a whole area just to deal with people who don't have full kitchens. We also sometimes have cooking ware because people find themselves homeless all of a sudden and need also to just be provided with care, kitchenware. I would say we're averaging, I said before, we're averaging about 600 to 900 visits a month. And I think we would do more if we had more. So when you think about what can you do to help us out, donations are help us to extend the amount of food that we can give to the number of people. And we have had a 26% increase in attendance at the pantry. So a shout-out to a few of our people, vendors who give to us all the time, and that is Basil Bandwagon and BJ's, Costco, Aldi's, King's, and Panera, the Rolling Harvest, ShopRite of Clinton, the ShopRite Bread of Flemington, Stop and Shop, Snyder Farms, Two Barn Farm, Walmart, Wawa, and our biggest donor, ShopRite of Flemington. Joe and Jeannie Colalillo have watched over the Flemington food pantry just about since it began. When one of our places that we were located burnt down, they made sure that we got back up on our feet and we're running again. We're now located in the Raritan Town Plaza in behind the Walmart. It's a pale blue building if you want a street address. It's 154 North Route 31 North. You can go on our webpage to find out information about us. That's the FlemingtonFoodPantry.org. On that webpage, you can find out if you qualify. You can find out what our monthly needs are and make a donation. You can find out about the empty bowl. You can find out about our philosophy. You can find out about whether you'd like to volunteer or not. And you are always welcome to come and visit. One more shout out for our empty bowl. It's at a new location this year. It's moved to St. Magdalene Catholic Church Parish Hall. It's going to be October 19th. It's from 11 to 2:30. For $25, we will provide you a wonderful soup from area restaurants and a handcrafted bowl from our beloved area potters, and take that bowl home as a reminder of hunger in our county. So please come out on October 19th, St. Magdalene's Catholic Church.
Anything else?
We have a pay attention to our webpage because our holiday fund drive will be coming up. We have two major mailing fund drives, and we'd love to have you on our donor list. So go on to our website and become a regular donor, and we will get you on our mailing list so that you'll know when we're running our summer hunger program for our children in the county. And for our winter food drive in starting about November, our holiday drive, we'd love to have you as a member of the pantry family.
Excellent. Now, so we've got Thanksgiving coming up as an additional holiday or food eating kind of day, and Christmas coming up as an additional or our holiday coming up and stuff with food involved and stuff. Do you need anything special for those, or is it just going to be a regular?
So these are meals that we put together for Thanksgiving. We're putting together the potatoes and the cornbread and the pie fixings and the vegetable and the turkey. And all those things are purchased so that they're standardized out to each of our clients. So that's a big purchasing issue for us, is raising the $25,000 needed to buy holiday Thanksgiving for every one of our pantry families. And then we do it again at Christmas time with ham or with lasagna or chicken in terms of whatever we can. So those are important donation times so that we can make sure all these families are going home with the ability to cook. Remember, the thing that we've all learned at working at the pantry is there but for the grace of God. These are people whose stories could be ours if we just had a little bad luck. One accident leads to a loss of a job, a medical condition, bankrupts a family. The death of a brother means you're raising seven children now. Your husband needs medical care and you decide to provide it, which bankrupts you. The stories are endless, and they don't seem too far from something that's possible for all of us. So it's a way of helping your community, and Hunterdon County is known for helping. Thank you so very much.
Wonderful. What an hour and stuff. Karen, anytime you need to come back on to talk about the program, always an open mic. So with the last minute that we have left and stuff, again, everybody, the Empty Bowl is going to be the 22nd annual, October the 19th from 11 to 2:30 p.m. Tickets are only $25 and a new location and all. So please donate generously and get down there to sample everything that they have to do. Karen, again, anytime you need to come on, please give us a call. That's good. And that's it. We'll see everybody next week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump discussed a trade agreement among the United States, Mexico, and Canada in the Rose Garden at a news conference. The president talked about how this deal will be good for America.
The agreement will give our farmers and ranchers far greater access to sell American-grown produce in Mexico and in Canada. The deal includes a substantial increase in our farmers' opportunities to export American wheat, poultry, eggs, and dairy, including milk, butter, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream, to name a few.
The president was then asked about the FBI investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
I'm guided by the Senate. I want to make the Senate happy because ultimately they're making the judgment. I'm not making the judgment. I've already made my judgment. The Senate is making a judgment on Judge Kavanaugh. That's a very important thing to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
President Trump will be in Tennessee tonight for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. The president will be raising money as well for Marsha Blackburn and her Senate bid. Blackburn is in a tight race against a former Democratic governor of Tennessee. She explains why voters should choose her.
This vote hinges on the differences between Phil Bredesen and me. And Tennesseans want someone who is going to support more constitutional Supreme Court judges, support tax cuts, make certain that they are going to build the walls. And I'm going to the Senate to make certain that the Senate begins to act like the majority that it is. It is dysfunctional, and it's time for them to get busy.
University of Massachusetts football coach Mark Whipple has been suspended for one game without pay. Coach Whipple, after this week's loss to Ohio, criticized the officials, saying one of his receivers was raped by a referee in a disputed call. He later did apologize for the comment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758.